Shemoneh Esrei is really a tremendous amount that one can speak about Shemoneh Esrei. We're not going to speak a tremendous amount, but at least the basics of what we're doing and taich of what we're saying. So first of all, Einayim Dim Lispal Mitech Kevid Reish, like it says, beginning of Perek Einayim Dim in Brachos. And Chassidim Rishayim Rishayin Shachas Mispal and Kedesh Yichav Nalim Lavinu Shashamayim Afilo Melech Shol Bishloim Oile Yeshivenu Afilo Nochash Korach Alakevi Leyafzik. The matziv of Tefillah is such that a person is speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and as opposed to, let's say, Birchas HaMitzvos Ukedema that we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvosav, we start off in Noichach Baruch Atah, and we end up Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvosav, which is Nistar, his Mitzvos, not Mitzvosecho. In the entire Shemoneh Esrei is a lashon of Noicha. We're speaking to Ribbono Shel Olam. There's different halachas we have that Shemoneh Esrei is opposed to everything else. As we mentioned in the past, you have to cover the top part of your body also, not just the bottom part of your body. As opposed to even Shema, you don't have to also on Shema. You're speaking to Ribbono Shel Olam, then it's afilu nochesh korach alekavir ekevir liyamtik. Your mamish doesn't make a difference what's going on around you. A person should be totally focused on what he's trying to do. Now, the first brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, they start with Ovid, and Chazal say, Betem, and Lamed Beis, in Brachis, Torah Shemisil Noi, Lo'ilim Yisadar, Meshvachish, Al-Kadosh Baruch, V'chakech Yisbalo, Betem, it's Machoikis Tanoim. But over here, it only brings that one shita that a person should be Mesadar, the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then be Mavachish Tzrachov. We learned that out from Moshe Rabbeinu that said that when he davened Veschanan, Hashem Yisahine Mor, Hashem Kimel Atachar Lo'iso, and then he asked for so too we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first three brachos we're being Mesadar the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and afterwards we're Mevakesh HaTochen, and then the last three brachos is not Bakash HaTochen like Evan and Niftim Mirabai, but the first three brachos are the Seder of Shvach. Now, how do we know that these are the three brachas we're supposed to say? That Chazal say in Megillah, Yizan Rebeis, and in Rosh Hashanah, other places, Tanur Avonon, Minayin Shemim Avay, Shenemar Hovu La Hashem B'nei Eilim. Minayim Shemim Avuri, Shenemar Hovu La Hashem K'vayit Voriz, Minayim Shemim Kedush Hashem, Hovu La Hashem K'vayit Shemai. Betzim says that Shemoneh Esrei is connected to 18 times and says Shem Hashem in this capital in Telem. And in the beginning it says, Hovu La Hashem, what does it mean, Hovu? Give to Hashem. Rashi says, Hovu La Hashem means, Bimaskir hiskiru lefonavis eilei ha'aretz. Bimaskir in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, bring up the remembrance of the eilei, the strong ones in the land. Who are that? Those are the Ovis. In current Ovis, al shloisha for Mitzvah Yaakov. Memela to bimaskir them, that is Sidur Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is that Sidur Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bimaskir the Ovis. So, Rav Olbe says from Yeruchim that the way that we're makir the chesed and the midas of the Ribbono Shel Olam is only through the Ovis. The Ovis is our way to be makir the Ribbono Shel Olam's tremendous chesed. How, when we see the dargis of midas that people can get to, for example, Moshe Avram Avinu, his dargis of chesed. His chesed was that after the Mila, he was so weak. So much so, I remember many years ago, I think about 15 or 16 years ago, I went to a kiddush, and Mr. Gizrahi, Shnita, was speaking, and he's mentioned the Ramban, and he says that it's kedai to be born to hear this Ramban. That's what he said. The Moshe Avraham Avinu was so weak that even though the Ribbono Shel Olam already told him that he's going to have a child from Sarai Menu, he did not have the koyach, pashit, to go ahead and tell Sarai Menu. Nevertheless, when he came to the Archim, he ran and he was much more called. Pashad, he got extra keches. I don't know why it's not a chesed to give to Tsar Osim. But the Maya said that Nikuda of how shvach he was, Bibi Mashlishi, was so tremendously shvach. And any regular person would say, look at this, Baruch Hashem, there's no Archim that need my chesed. He was looking for Archim. What does it mean he's looking for Archim? Chesed is when there's somebody that's missing something, you want to give it to them. There was nothing, nobody was missing anything. That's not what chesed is. Tremendous, real chesed is even when the person's not missing. It's more than what the person's. That's the whole Ribbono Shel Olam, that why did he create the world? He was missing anything? He wasn't missing anything. He wants to give. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted, he created the world to be made up to people. Where do we see the tremendous amount of chesed that Ribbono Shel Olam has from Avraham Avinu? Same thing with the other ones. Through the Avos, we're able to recognize the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam in his meeting. So we start off Baruch Atah Hashem, which generally means that you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, are the Makor HaBrachis. Baruch is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor HaBrachis. Atah Noichach Hashem Elokei Elokei Aviseinu. We start off saying, even though they should really say Elokei Aviseinu VeElokeinu, because chronologically he was Elokei Aviseinu for Elokeinu. So first we say that a person has a chiyuv not to be samech on the Kabbalah that he had from his Aves, rather to be Das Elokei Avicho VeOvdeu. That a person should be Das, a person should spend his own koiches, spend effort into trying to be makir the Ribbono Shel Olam through fakir, through whatever it is that he can, through the Torah, through on the Bria, be makir the Ribbono Shel Olam, and whatever he can't come to, then Elokei Aviseinu Falazach rely on the Aves. So Telekeinu, we're makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our master, is our God, Elokei Aviseinu, and anything that we can't come to that akar, we rely on our parents that they had a bigger akar than us. And then we specify Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, that specifically HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyachet shmoi on Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov more than anybody else. David HaMelech says, as I'll bring down Sanhedrin, that David HaMelech said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how come you say like Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov and you don't say like David? He says, yeah, because there we gave an Nisayin to them and they passed an Nisayin. We didn't give an Nisayin to you. He says, okay, b'cheni Hashem anaseini. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Nisayin b'sheva. But that Hakara, that they reached Shlemus, they had Nisirnis, and they overcame the Nisirnis, they reached the Shlemus, that was the Aves, that is our Aves, that were, they're the conduit through which we're able to be Makar, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is that human beings that came to Shlemus, Al Yedei their Drachim, and each one had their own Derech of how they came to Shlemus. Okay, Avram, Al Yedei Midas HaChesed, okay, Yitzchok, Al Yedei Midas HaGvura, which is Din, okay, Yaakov, Al Midas HaEmes, Torah, which is Tiferes, which is the music, which is a joint effort between the two Midas of Avram and Yitzchok. That's why some say it says Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchok. Don't say Elokei Avram, Ve'Elokei Yitzchok, Ve'Elokei Yaakov. It says Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchok, Ve'Elokei Yaakov. Because Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchok, each one had their own Midah, and Ve'Elokei Yaakov, because Yaakov took both of those Midas, that's the Midah of Tiferes. So take the Midas and bring them, blend them together, Chesed and Din, together is Rachamim. Rachamim is the Chesed and the Din together. Hokel is the Ribbono Shel Olam, is the Balak Koiches Kulon. That he is, it's not just these Midas, he's better than the Balak of all Koiches, but we only specify three Midas of the Ribbono Shel Olam because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Hagadol, Hagibur, Vaner, which are really parallel to the three Midas that we just said before. And the Gadol, the Midas Tuvcha, that's Chesed. Gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. What does that mean that he's great? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is big, he's strong. What does that mean? The Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hagadol is the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we see his Gadlus. And Gvur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Din. Chesed, it says, is the Bria, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria. Gibor, Chazal Seim Sochem is Yitzis Mitzrayim. Hanuro is Tiferes, is Midas HaEmes, Midas HaRachmim. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rachmim, Nuro, a bunch of different shots of what exactly refers to in Matan Torah or other things. Which these are the Midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the I would say the Aves of the Midas, they say, and everything else is called in these Midas, and that's why we limit our Shevach to the Ribbono Shel Olam with these three Midas, because these are Betzem Kerlel all the other Midas. In Kerlel Aves al Shlesha, these are the Aves of the Midas, and they parallel the Aves also. However, we continue Kel Elyon in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we're makir that these are the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still he is the Baal HaKoiches, which is he's much more supreme, he's much greater than anything that we can be makir. The way that we're makir is through the Aved. However, he's much greater than anything that we can be makir. He's Elyon, he's higher than that. Gimel Chasadim Tevim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to a human being that when he does a Chesed, Lav Dafka is always 100% chesed, right? You cross the old lady across the street and you take her packages with you, and then you realize she wants to go the other way. So you did a chesed, but for her wasn't a chesed. And no human being can ever do a perfect chesed. Because even though it seems like he's doing a tremendous chesed, there's always an aspect which is maybe not a chesed person that can come out. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the only one that can do a complete chesed. chasadim tovim, that's completely tovim. And another aspect is when any human does a chesed, a person feels that he's namadi kisufo. You're doing a chesed, I want to reciprocate, I want to give something back. I don't feel like I want to take something from you. The Ribbono Shel Olam, that's why it says over here, goyimel chasadim tovim. Why does it say oise chasadim tovim? He's goyimel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kilu gives you back, he pays you back, kilu, for your mitzvahs, I'm paying you back chasadim. So that's why it's tovim, because he makes it that there's no even namadi kisufo. What do you mean? I paid for it. I did mitzvahs. Even though that the schar that Ribbono Shel Olam gives to us is no way comparable to that which we did for the Ribbono Shel Olam. But ki'ilu, he's goyimel chasadim tovim, and he does chasadim which are tovim because it's completely tovim and there's no namik yisufim. And I would say maybe the Pashim Shad is goyimel chasadim tovim, then everything that Ribbono Shel Olam does is chasadim tovim. It's not that, because the Baruch Hu does a lot of things, and one of the things that he does is goyimel chasadim tovim. There is nothing that the Ribbono Shel Olam does that's not chasadim tovim. Everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does is chasadim tovim. We might not always perceive it like that, but in the big scheme of things, certainly it's totally chasadim tovim. Mekreini akol. Kreini means that he acquires everything. What does it mean, kreini? Kreini shemayim v'aretz, Rashi says, means that he's buried. How does the Kadosh Baruch Hu acquire something? By creating it, he acquired it. Since he created the entire world, so he acquired the entire world. Now these lashonis are really the lashonis that are shaykh to Avraham Avinu. That's why they're mentioned over here. We shouldn't what kel elyon kene shemayim kene akol. Her, we only say hakel agadol giver vaner. Why are we adding these things in? This is what Avraham Avinu said. Hari moisi yodi al Hashem kel elyon kene shemayim aret. Kel elyon is what we mentioned over here. Kene shemayim aret is kene akol. All these lashonis are shaykh to Avraham Avinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu was created the entire world, and through that he acquired it. He remembers the chasadim of the Avos, and therefore he's maybe goyel ibnayim, and he brings the geula for the ibnayim. Laman shemoy ba'ava. This is very difficult to understand how this is a hemshah. If you're zeicher chaz the Avos and you're maybe goyel ibnayim, it's mashma in the schus of the Avos, you're maybe the geula. But then it says laman shemoy. It's not in the schus of the Avos, it's for himself. Ba'ava. So what does that have to do with Baba? That means he's not in this book. What are all these things? The Torah brings down from his brother of Yechiel. He says that you have to read it like this. He remembers the chasadim of Aves and he brings the Gula. However, there's a shayla in the Gemara whether or not it's Thomas Chus Aves. Maybe we don't have the Chus Aves. So even if we don't have the Chus of the Aves, so it's not going to be helped to be Zecher Chas de Aves, still he'll bring a Gula Laman Shemai. For the sake of himself, for the Ribbono Shel Olam, he was curious bris and Avraham Avinu. Taisa says, even though it's Tamas Chus Aves, but the bris Aves is not Tama, the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was curious with Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, that he's going to be girlless at the end of days. That never ends. And Ramela HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be goyel ifnei v'neihem, either because he's Zecher Chas de Aves, and if there is no Zchus, then still Naman Shemoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it for his own sake, that it should be in his chalalit. Ki'ilu, kaviyachol, to keep his word that he made the brit, and that it should be in his gale, kavoyit shemoy ba'olam, he brings the kulam. And even though it's only for himself, really, it's not because we did anything to deserve it, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it ba'av. Still it's done ba'av, even though it's not, we're undeserving of it. Nevertheless, it's ba'av. Melech, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the melech al kol ha'olam, and even though he's the melech al kol ha'olam, still he's oizer, he helps the yid be matzliach, he helps every person be matzliach. Oizer means that he helps us. When we're doing something, he helps us accomplish that which we're trying to do. Moshiach, he saves us in a case where we're already fallen into a place that we need salvation from. We're in Mitzrayim, we need to be taken out. Moshiach, he takes us out of problematic instances. Umogin, and he protects us lechatchila from falling into such instances. And if we weren't zeiche to get that mogin, then once we're inside, he'll help us out. He'll take us out. And we end off Baruch Ata Hashem Mogin Avram. Even though we start off like Avram, like Yisrael, like Yaakov, Chazal say, Rashi brings it down. You would think Yochol Shechayis Mekulam Talmanim Leir Pehiye Bracha B'chol Chayismin. We're chayism with just Avraham Avinu, not with anyone else. Why B'chol Chayismin? Why only with Avraham Avinu? Why was he Zeche? So it seems that he was Zeche because of what happened by the Or Kasdan. He was thrown into Or Kasdan itself. Chazal say, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar Daftik, that when he came out of Or Kasdan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saving him from Or Kasdan, the Malachim said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avram. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Magen on Avram from the Malachim, from Or Kasdan, from many different places. But specifically by Or Kasdan, I saw in Haaretz HaTfila from Weinstein, we wanted to say that the word is Magen Avram, that he, even though he was commanded not to be Eved Avodah Zarah, nevertheless, it doesn't say anywhere that he had to give up his life for that. If he was forced to, Mechadis, he had to jump into the fire. He, on his own free will, in his own volition, decided that he's going to jump in. And he had no one to learn from. Yitzhak and Yaakov had from who to learn. They had a father, they had a grandfather who they were able to learn from. Avram Avinu didn't have that. And he came to the Akara himself, that it's worth it to give up his life for the sake of the Rebbeinu Shalom. He didn't know the Rebbeinu Shalom was going to save him. He came to that Akar himself, Memele B'chol Chaisman, Mogen Avram, and the source of Avram Avinu, he should be Mamshech, his Agono, on Klal Yisrael at all times.